USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The suspect arrested following three separate shooting incidents on Tuesday night in the Atlanta, Georgia area that killed eight people has been charged with murder and assault. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long is being held without bond per the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. The Federal Reserve kept its policy rate unchanged on Wednesday, but sharply ramped up its expectations for economic growth. While affirming that it does not plan to raise the interest rates until 2023, U.S. inflation expectations have gone up in recent months, while unemployment remains abnormally high. The Treasury Department and Internal Revenue Service announced Wednesday evening that the federal income tax filing date for individuals for the 2020 tax year will be automatically extended from April 15th to May 17th. The IRS will be providing formal guidance in the coming days. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Researchers say sound may be a way to combat the coronavirus. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A new study may have found a simple way to combat the coronavirus. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Mechanical Engineering say that the virus may be vulnerable to ultrasound waves. Early tests show that the vibrations used in medical diagnostic imaging can cause the virus to rupture, collapsing its shell and possibly damaging the RNA inside. The scientists emphasize that their data is preliminary and that much more research is needed, but say the early results show the potential for something great in the current critical situation.
Ultrasound refers to a sound with a frequency that humans cannot hear. For diagnostic uses, the ultrasound is usually between 2 and 18 megahertz. The woman whose coughing attack on a San Francisco Uber driver that went viral this week was charged Wednesday with multiple felonies for the alleged crime. Arnett Kimier faces up to 16 years in prison and $3,000 in fines. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A filibuster is a parliamentary procedure used in the United States Senate to prevent a measure from being brought to a vote. With a new party in power comes an old way to try and remove the procedure. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
I guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster. Filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said no.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, two Democrat senators also coming out against the filibuster, Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia.
The procedure for invoking cloture or ending a filibuster, the original version of the rule, two-thirds of those senators present and voting, still applies, and a minimum of 16 senators must sign a petition for cloture. NBA legend Sean Bradley was badly injured in a car versus bicycle accident in St. George, Utah back in January. That has left him paralyzed, the Dallas Mavericks confirmed Wednesday. The 48-year-old, known for his 7-foot-6-inch frame, was riding a bicycle near his home in St. George when he was struck from behind by an automobile. After undergoing neck fusion surgery, Bradley has spent the last 8 weeks hospitalized and undergoing rehabilitation. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.